This is our returning champion, Skip Jordan, from Marina Del Rey, California. Stand by to see Skip play for an Nissan 300ZX, valued at $24,408. Today, on America's Biggest Bargain Sale, we're offering a Nissan 300ZX, valued at $24,408 for $530. Cash and prizes worth over $100,000 for $750. Two of the incredible bargains on Sale of the Century. And now, here's the star of our show, Jim Perry.
Thank you very much. Hi, thank you. Welcome to Sale of the Century. Nice to have you with us. And if you've been with us over the last couple of shows, we've got a champion who has really been flirting with disaster. He has won the last two shows by virtue of a tie-breaking question, but he's won. That's the important thing. Let's welcome him back. Skip Jordan. Hello, Skip.
Hi, Jim. Been trolling.
Yeah, I thought you might take that beautiful trailer worth over $16,000, but your wife prevailed, right?
That's exactly right. She wants the car.
She wants the car. Right. Well, here's where you stand. You've got $475 in your bank, a win with just $55. You must get $55 and the win, and you can walk away with that beautiful automobile.
That would be nice.
Good luck. I don't know if it'll be a third tiebreaker. Here to introduce the challengers, Summer Bartholomew. One question decided along two shows. Who do we have today?
Our first contestant is a documentary film and video producer, originally from Galesburg, Illinois. Here's Deborah Drawley.
Hello there, Deborah.
Our second contestant has a 156-pound claim to fame. From Huntington Beach, California, let's greet Mick Carroll.
Hi there, Mick. And we'll see you a little later with some bargains, Summer. Mick, you have a 156-pound claim to fame. What does that mean?
Well, I was in Cabo San Lucas a couple summers ago, and I caught a 156-pound marlin. And it took me about an hour and 45 minutes to reel that baby in.
Oh, I would imagine. That is a... Did you make a pet out of it, or... 156?
No, I couldn't walk it across the border.
Boy, that's a biggie. Well, congratulations on
Thank you.
Nice to have you here. Deborah, a film and video producer, both film and video. How do you do that?
Well, the two media are pretty much alike these days, and you really have to use them interchangeably.
How are you in this? Do you see them in movies or what?
No, some of the stuff we did a documentary that was on television last June called Strategic Trust about Micronesia.
Oh, it sounds interesting. Nice to have you here with us as well. Good luck here.
Thank you. We wish
all of you well. $20 starts all three players off. I'll ask questions. We'll give you $5 per correct answer. Subtract $5 for an incorrect answer. Name the hit song from Broadway that begins, "What good is sitting alone in your room?" Skip.
Cabaret.
Come hear the music play. Cabaret it is. $5 for the correct answer. As promised, Skip goes to $25. A dull speech is often greeted by a deep, usually involuntary intake of breath through a wide open neck.
A sigh.
No. Deep, usually involuntary intake of breath through... See, I tried to help you with the dull speech. That's a yawn. With a wide open mouth, you lose $5 for the incorrect answer, Mick. Go down to 15. Name the country that in 1926 came under the rule of an emperor named Hirohito. Skip.
Japan.
And it is. $5 more for Skip, he goes to 30. According to the old expression, when in Rome, Skip?
Do as the Romans.
You got it, and Skip's got another 5 to 35. This French dessert is a folded pancake heated, Mick?
Crepe.
More specific, please.
A crepe Suzette.
Yes, indeed, because I was going to say a sauce of orange liqueur served in flame. It is a crepe Suzette specifically. Nicely solved. Back up to the $20 mark. Instant bargain. Player in the lead can buy bargain merchandise. Sale surprise with a bonus could come up at any time. You never know. Skip, you've got a $15 lead right away. You've got breathing space. You can eat. Oh, Skip, this is a lot of fun. Take a look at this.
Oh, Skip, engineer a great time with this remarkable toy train. These mini model railroad cars are among the smallest made with precise detailing, featuring a locomotive with remote for forward or backward drive from Allied Trains. It's normally priced at $595, and today on Sale of the Century, it's yours for only $5.
Just $5, Skip. I love the size of the trains, and this is the size of the oil can, right? Beautiful, fun thing.
Squeaky trains.
They were very mean. $595 worth. Cost you $5. That's a pretty big oil can. Might take a lot of oil. $100 worth of oil. Oh. $695, just $5. You would still have a $10 lead.
If there was
going once, going twice, and no sale. Closing in on the car. He doesn't want toy trains. He wants that lead. Back with this. According to the title of his hit song, Bruce Springsteen was born in the...
USA.
USA, yes indeed. Mick goes to 25. the late great playwright who gave us the moving drama The Glass Menagerie. Deborah.
Tennessee Williams.
Tennessee Williams it is, and Deborah ties Mick for second place at 25. Since 1845, what do we do on the first Tuesday after the first Monday, Mick?
We vote.
In November, every 4 years, you are right, we vote, and Mick goes to 30, pulling the winning $5 of Skip. Well, the match is getting closer. Time now for the Fame Game. Players play not for dollars now, but for a pick of the Fame Game board, where right now there is a $5 money card, $10 money card. There is some cash and some lovely prizes. Get control, you get a pick. Famous person. I am a tennis player born in 1954. I won a number of amateur titles before I turned professional in 1972. Mick, take it a chance.
Bjorn Borg.
Incorrect. Out of the rest of the question. As I say, you're not playing for dollars, so you stay at 30, but you're out of the rest of the question. We'll clear the board. Continue for Deborah and Skip. My success is attributed to my intense concentration during a match. I'm noted for my powerful two-handed backhand. My Skip.
Chris McEnroe.
Incorrect. Out of the rest of the question. I'll clear the board. Deborah, you got the rest of the question all to yourself, so please don't shout out an answer in the audience. It's just for Deborah. I'm noted for my powerful two-handed backhand, my deep, accurate shots. I won Wimbledon, the U.S. Open, and the French Open all several times. I was romantically linked with Jimmy Connors, but in 1979, I married English tennis player John Lloyd. I am Chris...
Everett Lloyd.
Chris Everett. Chris Everett Lloyd. You've got it. Yeah. Before you get that pick of the board, did you at home get the feeling that Skip is a big tennis fan with Chris McEnroe? Deborah, you've got a pick of the board. Nine numbers. What looks good?
Seven.
And behind number seven, we have cutlery. Cutco's complete 18-piece cutlery set featuring patented wedge lock handles, exclusive double D grind, cutting edge, quality American craftsmanship, furnished by Alcast Cutlery.
They are very nice. That's over $500 worth of cutlery, as a matter of fact. And that, of course, is yours. No matter how you finish in the game, we've got a good game going. Skip may be closing in on a car, but he's being pressed. We'll be right back. A champion, Skip Jordan, already within $20 of that beautiful automobile, but he must win. His lead right now is just $5 over Mick and $10 over Deborah. We're back with this. With your Japanese dinner, the waiter brings you this warm wine. Mick?
Sake.
Sake is what it is, and Mick ties Skip for first place at 35. Who portrayed Rocky Graziano in Somebody, Skip? Somebody up there likes me. That was Paul Newman. Paul Newman, the champion, loses $5 for the incorrect answer. He goes to 30, and Mick is now in the lead. What does an Anglophile love? Deborah?
England.
England or English things, either one acceptable. Deborah ties Skip for second place. And $5 separate the three players in a very good match. What heavenly body is closest to the earth? Mick?
The moon.
The moon is right, and Mick enjoys a $10 lead. Yeah. Great time to have a lead because we've got an instant bargain. Mick, you have a $10 lead, so it's up to you. You can buy this.
Mick, you'll be the toast of the town with this stunning crystal champagne cooler. Pop your cork with pride and bring out this sparkling netted crystal bucket with a gold-plated trim and matching goblets from David Orgel. It's normally priced at $1,750, and today on Sale of the Century, it's yours for only $12.
Well, that's very lovely. What a lovely way to toast your Oh, I see it's also tied down with plastic so I don't break the crystal. Sorry about that. What a great way to toast your 156-pound marlin. $1,750 worth of crystal for $12. Now, I like ties. I'll knock $2 off the price. You'd be in a three-way tie if you bought for 10 bucks. Going once. Going twice. No sale. Not buying the crystal. Hanging on to a $10 lead. Back with this. To what breed of dog do the adjectives Springer, Water, and Skip?
Spaniel.
And Cocker, they all refer to Spaniel, you're right. And the champion goes to 35, second place. What name is given to the annual holiday on which we honor all the men and women who have served America? Nick?
Veterans Day.
In its armed forces, you are right. Veterans Day it is. Nicely anticipated. Again, the $10 lead for Nick. Name the river that separates the left from the right bank. Skip?
Seine.
In Paris, this time the champion anticipates right. It is indeed the Seine. And Skip goes to 40. What name is given to America's federal health insurance program, Nick?
The Social Security.
More specific, please.
Social Security, Medi-Cal.
No, I'm sorry. For people over 65, it is Medicare. It is Medicare. There is a difference between the two. The federal health insurance for over 65 is Medicare, and you lose $5. We now have a tie with Mick and Skip. She was just an English girl named Spencer before she married the Prince of Wales. And Skip?
Princess Di.
That's right, Princess Di. Diana, you're right, and the champion goes into the lead. I don't know if you read it, but they recently took a poll in England. They were looking for the perfect composite woman. But even with a composite in the categories of face, hair, complexion, and personality, Princess Di won in all of them. In the category of perfect body, they voted for Victoria Principal. I'm not sure if Charles got the best part of that. We'll be right back. Nick was proud of his 156-pound marlin, so while you were watching that message, my wife quickly came over from home to bring my trophy fish down here. I mean, as they say in Monty Python, that is a late carp. We got a good game here now. Champion Skip in the lead at 45, Mick at 40, Deborah at 30. Back to the fame game, a $5 money card, a 10, and a 15 has been added. A famous thing. I got my name from an ancient building used to house visiting kings in the years between 900 and 1000 A.D. Detective story writers have made my people the heroes of many a thrilling tale. In 1890, my group moved its offices to London's Thames Embankment and put the word new before Mick.
Scotland Yard.
Scotland Yard is exactly right. Mick with a pick of the board, trailing by $5. What number looks good to you?
Number 5.
And behind number 5, we have $400 off pick again.
Well, that's a tough decision. You can put $400 into your pocket, or you can pass on that and try to find a money card. You're trailing now by $5. What are you going to do, Mick?
I think I'll take the money.
Going to take the money. He wants to put $400 into his pocket. I would assume he is confident that he can come back from the $5 deficit. Of course, that means those money cards stay up there. We'll add 25 a little later. Back with this for all three players. What American dramatist wrote of a group of wasted, drunken outcasts in the ice...
Nick? John Steinbeck.
No. And I was going to say The Iceman Cometh. That's not Steinbeck. That's Eugene O'Neill. You'll lose 5 on that, down to 35. $10 lead now for the champion. The kings of ancient Egypt had a special name. What was it, Nick?
Pharaohs.
Pharaohs is what it is. You got that $5 right back to 40. Yep. What two-man American team wrote the musical Carousel? Deborah.
Rodgers and Hart.
No. Oh, no. Rodgers and Hammerstein. Rodgers and Hammerstein. It was a little after the Rodgers and Hart era. I'm sorry about that, Deborah. You were so close, but you needed them both. You lose $5 down to 25. But Skip, you've got the lead. You have a $5 lead. I know you're closing in on the car, but Skip, wouldn't you like to close in on this?
Skip, if you want to get away from it all, how about a trip to beautiful Hawaii? We'll fly you and a guest from Los Angeles to Hawaii, where you'll have a week's stay at the Kona Surf, set in tropical gardens, surrounded by bay, ocean, and a golf course located on Hawaii's Kona Coast. Luxury rooms and island entertainment, furnished by Kona Surf. This exciting vacation is normally priced at $2,176. And today on Sale of the Century, it's yours for only $16.
Greg, David, out, out.
Go.
Skip.
Yeah.
It's the trip we're talking about here.
Yep.
The trip,
yeah.
Right? $2,176 great vacation to Hawaii. You have a $5 lead. You're closing in on the car. Yeah. I'll give you a sporting chance. Not $16. I'll cut the price in half. You would be trailing by less than the value of one question. You would be trailing by just $3. You would also have in spending money one, two, three. Think of Hawaii on the beach. Four, five, $700 in cash. $2,876 bargain, and you'd be trailing by less than the value of a question. Going once, going twice, he's going to Hawaii. Oh, he's taking a chance. Did he make the right decision? We'll find out after this as the champion trails by $3. Hope you enjoyed that, Skip.
Yeah, well, that's the fun.
Champion Skip Jordan, closing in on that beautiful automobile worth well over $20,000, decided to do some buying, and now he is trailing. It is Skip at 37, Deborah 25, and Mick in the lead by $3 at 40. We're back with this. In mythology, who was the pipe-playing god of Greek... Deborah.
Pan.
Of Greek shepherds, you are right, it is Pan, and Deborah goes to 30. Which of our states was the setting for one of the greatest silver mining booms in American history, Deborah?
Colorado.
No, the Comstock Lode was in Nevada. It was in Nevada. The Comstock Lode, you lose that 5. Sorry about that, Deb, down to 25. Louise Fletcher won the Best Actress Oscar. Nick,
One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest.
Very nicely done. Best movie of 1975. Nick goes to 45 with very little information. Well, now, big $25 money card added up there on the board. It could be the difference between an automobile or a new champion. A famous person. Back to the fame game, looking for a famous person. I was born in Austria in 1756 and died in poverty in 1791. I started composing music at age 5. Deborah.
Mozart.
Mozart is right, and Deborah gets that pick of the board. Deborah, with a $25 money card up there, you could go into the lead if you can find it.
3.
And behind number 3, we have $25
money card. Where will the other two big ones out of curiosity?
Behind the number 2 and the number 8.
But Deborah found a $25 money card. We add that to her score. She goes into the lead. And now we finish up the game with a speed round. The champion must win for that automobile or it's all over. He survived 2 tiebreakers. I don't know how it's going to come out this time. 60 seconds on the clock. Deborah at 50. Nick at 45. The champion trails at 37. Good luck to 3 very good players as we start the speed round. Now, what famous explorer gave his name to the capital of Ohio? Skip.
Cincinnati.
Wrong. Name the professional baseball team that's played in more World Series than any other. Nick.
Yankees.
Right. Sherlock Holmes played what musical instrument? Skip.
Violin.
Right. Name the founder of the first chain of 5 and dime stores. Skip.
JCPenney.
Wrong. According to the adage, what does familiarity breed? Skip.
Contempt.
Right. In what country would you find the Suez Canal? Skip.
Egypt.
Right. Which president was called the man from independence? Skip.
Truman.
Right. Name the West Coast city whose wild waterfront was known as the Barbary. Skip.
San Francisco.
Right. What state is home to the United States Naval Academy? Nick.
Maryland.
Right. How many years is 47? Skip.
47.
Wrong. Name the South American country whose first lady was once the lovely Evita. Skip.
Argentina.
Right. In what southwestern state is the largest city, Albuquerque? Skip.
New Mexico.
Right. Who painted the Blue Boy? Nick.
Gainsborough.
Right. In 1821, from what your time is up by that $3, Nick, you are the new champion. Congratulations. Wow. Look at that score, 60 to 50 to 57.
I shouldn't have brought.
Wow. Champion went to the well once too often, and it cost him this time. But we'll wrap up with this fine champion in a moment. 47 years is 87 years. Yes, the score is 20. And the founder of the first chain of 5 and dime, not Penny, J.C. Penny, but the other one, F.W. Woolworth, did that. And famous explorer, capital of Ohio, Columbus. Columbus, Ohio. Champion got off on the wrong foot at the beginning of the speed round and just couldn't quite catch up. Well, we're saying goodbye to a fine champion. He did not make it to the automobile, but my goodness, says he had a great stay. Along the way, Skip has got a beautiful barbecue, a stereo, a microwave, which I know you said you wanted. You've got those beautiful laps. Trip to Hawaii, $1,157. Not bad. $5,067 in cash and prizes. Skip, a fine champion.
Thank you very much. I really had a great
time.
Thank
you. You're a great champion. And Deborah's not going home empty-handed because Deborah's got that beautiful cutlery worth $535 with the cash in front of you. You're at $585, and you made it tough as well, Deborah. Fine player. Thank you. But Nick Carroll, by $3, is the new champion, and he goes shopping. Come on, Nick. What a close match. Skip survived 2 tiebreakers. He couldn't do it the 3rd time. You did. You've got $60. Congratulations. Just say yes. You've got this.
Here's what you've been dreaming of. A luxurious queen-size bed in solid brass. Old world quality with modern grace. Furnished by Swan Brass Beds. Plus these beautiful bed accessories. A lovely cross tulip quilt with 2 patchwork pillows from the gazebo. All this normally priced at $3,805. Yours on sale of the century for only $85.
Now, $85 it would normally cost, but you are entitled to that first level prize. So even though you won with just $60, say yes and you can have that. However, if you wanted to play on, you'd be a little further away, but everything changes on our next show. You know, for a fisherman, the next thing up the line is a trip to Vancouver Island for a luxury fishing trip for a week. That's what's next. TV and stereo. We always have a beautiful automobile. This is what we're going to have next week. So you think about it. Do you want to take that brass bed?
Well, Mick, you can take that brass bed and quilt and leave us now. Normally it would cost $85, but a great bargain. You can have it for $60 or put the money in the bank. And I didn't tell you, for that fishing trip, which is great, but you're $115 away from that, so it might be difficult in the next show. Question is, going to take the brass bed or are you going to play on?
I think I'll play on, Jim.
All right, so we'll put his money in the bank. We'll have another $1,000 of the cash jackpot, and the cash jackpot goes to $57,000. Two new challenges next time on Sale of the Century. Bye for now.
All prices are manufacturer suggested retail value and are correct at the time of recording. This is Jay Stewart speaking.